Well, one can readily comprehend the great enthusiasm that's been generated about the Clinton vision and the general mood of triumphalism among the victors in this society, which includes wealthy sectors across the world. If you ask who the victors in the Cold War were, it wasn't the West, and it wasn't that the losers were in the East. In fact, the old Communist Party hierarchy in the East are among the victors. They're doing fine. In fact, this is what's sometimes called nomenclatura capitalism. The old political leadership is now the sector that's running the local mafia or working for Western businesses and so on. They're wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. The people of those countries are suffering as they're driven back to the third world. In the West, the investors and managers who can shift production to cheap labor areas in the East, they're doing fine. The workers in the West certainly didn't win from this. In fact, they're losing from it. And what you have is a set of victors and losers that are cross-national and that are defined by very clear class interests. The same was true after the Second World War, where it's just incorrect to say that the victors were the allies and the losers were the fascists. That didn't happen at all. The big industrialists who were in Nazi Germany and Italy and Japan were put right back into power. In fact, ended up being wealthier than before. They were among the victors. Their own populations, including the anti-fascist resistance, they were the losers. And similar things happen in the West. And that's, in fact, what we're seeing now with the end of the Cold War.